How to deal with disappointments and loss. Maybe you're sitting today and you're discouraged about something because you've lost maybe an opportunity. You tried your best, but it just didn't work out. You did your best at work, but you got passed over for a promotion and that's gone. Maybe you tried your best with your kids, but they've lost the faith. Maybe you tried your best with your spouse, but for some reason your spouse has left. Maybe you're sitting there and you tried your best to look after your health, and now your health is gone. Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, I did the best with life, and now life is taking everything away from me. How should we respond? Well, let's look at the life of Jesus. Jesus, for 3 years, had a pretty rocking ministry. It seemed like things were going pretty well for him. Now, there were some points of contention, yes, but think about that moment where he's riding in on a donkey and everyone is hailing him as king. Seems like everything is going pretty good. However, you know the rest of the story. Soon, everything would be taken from him. He lost his freedom when he was arrested. He lost his friends when they abandoned him. He lost his reputation when he was tried as a criminal. He lost his life and health when he was on that cross. Everything that Jesus had was taken from him. And how did Jesus respond? Did he respond in disappointment and say, God, Father, why are you doing this to me? His response on the cross should encourage us. What did he do? He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus responded to what seemed like a disappointing situation with great trust in his heavenly Father. And so, my friends, if you're sitting there with great disappointment, understand that Jesus knows those moments of life where it seems like everything is ripped from you. He understands, and you can go to him and say, Jesus, grant me the grace that you had that allowed you to trust in the Father's providence in life's darkest moments. In the face of failure, Jesus was being faithful. You see, for Jesus, it wasn't about success, it was about faithfulness. So my friends, where do you find yourself? Are you on the mountaintop or the valley? The hill of success or the darkness of Calvary? See, it doesn't matter where you are, it only matters that you are faithful. And when we are faithful, we will rise again like Jesus to everlasting life, to heaven where there is no disappointment. My friends, my name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.